WSGW. It's 8:24.
I'm a guy with a heart of gold, the ways of a gentleman. I've been told the kind of guy who would never harm a flea. But if me and a certain character met the man who invented the cigarette, I'd murder that son of a gun in the first degree. Now it ain't cause I don't smoke myself, and I don't figure it'll hurt my health. I've been smoking for 25 years, ain't dead yet.
Well, Commander Cody for you this morning.
Them nicotine slaves, they're all the same. At a petting party or a poker game, everything's got to stop where you smoke that cigarette.
And he's lost plenty of airmen.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you puff yourself today.
Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you just hate to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette.
All right, with Charlie and Denise and Pat and Art Lewis, two in studio. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Got Johnston off. Get this story out of New Zealand. Yesterday, New Zealand passed into law a plan to help phase out tobacco smoking by imposing a lifetime ban on anybody born after January 1st, 2009. You can no longer buy cigarettes.
Oh, my gosh.
If you're born after January 1st, 2009... you can no longer buy cigarettes. So essentially, that means that for people born after that date, we'll never, ever, ever be able to buy a cigarette.
Yeah, legally.
That's what they say.
Legally.
health authorities are hoping that smoking is going to fade away before then. New Zealand states that they have a goal of making New Zealand a smoke-free country by 2025. This new law also reduces the number of retailers allowed to sell tobacco from about 6,000 to just 600. And decreases the amount of nicotine allowed in any tobacco products. The Minister of Health says there's no good reason to allow a product to be sold that kills half the people that use it. And I can tell you that we will use this into the future and using this legislation to stop tobacco use in New Zealand. How about that? Wow. You know.
So you have to ask yourself, why all these countries haven't just shut down the tobacco industry? And we know the answer.
Money.
Follow the money.
Well, on that note, New Zealand says it hopes that the money saved from all the health concerns related to smoking
make up the money that they lose in taxes. Yeah, right.
Now, interestingly enough, let me see if I've got this right. I've just seen this story. The law does not affect vaping, and here might be the key, because vaping is now more popular than smoking tobacco products in New Zealand.
Oh!
So maybe it's not such a big deal after all.
And smoking other products, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know, who knows what they put in those vapes.
Right.
Yeah, okay. All right, so now that doesn't sound... I mean, vaping is more popular than cigarettes. You're not banning that. Maybe it doesn't sound
as extreme
as...
I did hear you mention, though, that they want to reduce the amount of nicotine. But then again, is that only in tobacco products?
Just says tobacco products. So, yeah,
right.
That's a good point. Well, I have to follow that. You know, boy, we had a...
So you'll get your nicotine fixed somewhere.
Our poll this week is about Austria's excessive speeding law. Maybe we need to do a poll about excessive smoking. I don't know.
You get caught lighting up, you're going to jail.
Anything like that, you think it would fly here? No. Although, as Art pointed out, the tobacco industry is still big, though it's not what it used to be. That's New Zealand, folks. So keep that in mind if you're ever vacationing. No more smoking.